I didn't know you actually wanted me to answer. I thought you were, I'm sorry.
So does that mean we're off now?
For your first half, yeah, unless you just wanted to have a 22-minute show.
Okay. I'm going to go take a leak. I'll be right back.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Screw Loose Auto. I'm your host, Rusty Nuts. This far and away is the coolest thing I've ever gotten to do with an hour of my time on a weeknight.
I had to go to the hospital for them to, like, basically cream my back.
Sorry for urinating in your ear. I love cars. I love what this is about, being a veteran myself. Wow. We just lost half our listeners, bro, and we're not even live yet. That has got to go in my intro, dude. You have to hear that every single week. You know what, bro? They wouldn't have a minimum standard if the minimum standard wasn't good enough.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another rousing episode of Screw Loose Auto. I'm your host, Rusty Nuts. To my left is Captain Obvious. How are you, buddy?
Hi.
And on the ones and twos in the back, making sure we sound as heavenly as possible, we got Boner Wood.
I didn't know I was going to be asked to speak because I was muted. Anyway, hi.
Okay. And tonight we have Marine Corps veteran and badass gearhead Dorian Reyna. How are you, buddy?
Good, good. How's it going, guys?
We're doing badass, man. Tell us about yourself.
I did a Marine Corps for 5 years back in after high school, after 99 to 05. I wanted to work on trucks. That's all I wanted to do. And I started off as a dealership and a Ford dealership at that, because I've been a Ford guy forever. And
My girl.
And now we're here 10 years. We started full time 2011 at our shop, and we're here now. I mean, it's been stressful, overwhelming, but we have been put in places where we're able to help people and get people back on the road.
Absolutely, man. Tell me a little bit about your shop, dude. What's the name of it?
It's Power Stroke Ingenuities. We're out of Houston, Texas, and we do specialize in power strokes for diesels, but we deal with the big three, Cummins and Duramaxes also, but that's our bread and butter is maintenance repairs. And we do some performance, but 80% of our stuff is repair. Yes, sir.
Okay. Way cool, man. Out of Houston, huh?
Yes, sir.
The only time I spent in Houston was with Brian, and it was the most fun you could have with your clothes on. Yeah. And a little bit of fun with some of our clothes off.
So that's if that's the case, man, for some reason, Dorian, I was thinking you were in Florida because I'm an idiot, but so November 12th and 14th and 15th, you need to come out to MSR Houston and bring that truck and some badass guys with you with other trucks like it and Come hang out with us for the day at the track. So, it's going to be awesome. You're going to love it.
And then bring everything you need to delete a 2013 F-250 with a 6.7. I'm a
joker. I mean, upgrades.
Upgrade, yeah. And it's for off-road only. It's off-road use only. Yeah.
Yeah.
Non-highway.
Yeah, red fuel and all that stuff, right? Yeah.
Farm truck.
Asian.
Black tag. All right, way badass, man. So you are a diesel mechanic by trade. Is that what you did in the military as well?
No, I was a Marship instructor and a radio operator in the Marine Corps. And I picked up working on trucks growing up with my dad and my uncles. And I just like taking stuff apart and seeing how it works and put it back together.
Don't worry about dropping S-bombs, dude. By the end of this thing, we're going to be flinging shit at each other.
Yes.
I promise you.
That's why I haven't showered. I don't know why you did. That was dumb.
Because if I don't, the flies won't leave me alone, bro.
I'd sit on you all day.
Jesus.
only special parts.
man.
So our little claim to fame here, man. Did Brian tell you what him and I are our nonprofits? Give ourselves a little 30-second plug. Did he tell you about us?
Yeah, slightly, but yeah.
All right. Well, of course, Brian Check. He's the head honcho at USMC Racing, putting veterans, first responders, active duty guys in the seat of a race car. He also is active duty Marine. Nobody gives a shit about that part.
Shut up, dirtbag.
I own and operate Hard Luck Automotive Services here in Oklahoma City, where if you can afford the parts, we do the labor for free.
Nice.
So we
and the hookup with Napa. Don't forget that.
And I got a way badass hookup with Napa. How you doing, all my Napa peeps that are hopefully listening to this, Mr. Sonnemaker, the global parts company head honcho at Napa, reached out and is giving us an amazing deal on parts at Hard Luck. So wherever you are, if you need stuff cheap, just go in and mention Hard Luck, and we'll try to help you out.
It's nice.
Yeah, man. So, dude. Tell me about the Cummins.
I mean, everybody likes taking the trash out. So,
what? I did a little snooping on the page, man. Do you have a race truck that's running a Cummins engine?
No, that was a old truck we had. We were working with Fast Fuel Systems, and there was a Ranger. It's back in Florida now, but yeah, it had a Cummins engine. But our race truck we have here is a 2012 Ford F-250. And it has a 6.7 power stroke in it. It's all built, and it puts down about 1,200, 1,300. It still weighs. I mean, we gutted the interior. We're only running the bed sides, but it still weighs 6,200 pounds just because the Ford frames are so heavy.
Oh my word!
But we're still running with the class we run with is a 670 class in the 8th mile. But we've ran 640s when that truck is just, it's real heavy. So,
holy cow, man.
So we don't want to go too fast and not be able to stop, or it's just real hard on the drivetrain.
All right, dude, you say all built, you're on a car show. Tell us what's built, dude. Is it stock reciprocating, or is it everything has been rebuilt? Is it the stock block? What are we working with?
It has, I mean, the block's been blueprinted, all that, but it's, yeah, billet. Billet rods, valve relief piston, ceramic coated. It's a forged crank. O-ringed heads. Valve train's been upgraded. The push rods and valve springs, hardened seats on the heads.
Nice transmission. And what'd you do to that?
That one. We're running it's the transmission. It's still a Ford Trans. It's a 6R140. They added clutch counts in it, and we're running the Suncoast, a big quad disc Suncoast converter.
Yep.
And we're the only guys running that kind of horsepower and beating on it all the time.
So what's the stall on that converter?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it's 2,800 stall,
which is screaming for a diesel, yeah. Dude.
I mean, even on being a Ford, we don't turn RPMs like a Cummins does. I think ours, they give us the ability to shift a little bit higher. It shifts about a stock power stroke. It will shift about 3,700, 3,800. Ours does about 4,500, 4,600.
Oh my God.
What? All right, dude. Okay. All right, dude. So listen, I need to hear what a power stroke sounds like at 4,800 RPM. So make sure we're going to get with Boner before this is done. And you're going to have a link in the comments of this radio show of a YouTube video of that thing screaming down the track, dude, knocking on $5,000.
That thing's I saw 5,500 RPMs in Florida. It was by accident, but it's still turning.
You'd think by accident would stop at like 51 or 52, bro. Gosh. How'd you get all the way to 55 before you let off?
My brain can't process
We never really left the line. It spun so fast and tried to leave so hard that it broke the yoke at the front drive. Because we're leaving four-wheel drive, and it completely sheared the front yoke and broke a bunch of stuff, but...
Okay, as far as transfer case and axles, what's upgraded there?
It still has stock axles, stock drive shafts, stock transfer case, and that truck has.
You're face fucking me right now. You're face fucking me right now, telling me that you said 1800 horsepower.
1300
is going through a stock T case, dude.
Oh yeah, and it's a manual T case at that too. So. Yeah,
I told you I can hammer on my truck better. Yeah, I tell my wife all the time she can handle it. Just let her eat.
Yeah, it's good. I think we just did gears on that thing last year, the end of last year, and like I said, that truck, the body, chassis, everything has 220,000 miles. So we did do the drive shafts and the gears, but the transfer case and axles are stock.
You're running super short gears though, right?
They're 373s. It's because it's a 6-speed. So we launch in third gear just to get the RPMs up. It leaves it a whole lot better.
Yeah. That is nuts, dude.
My brain can't even process that. I don't understand how I need
diesels,
to see the video.
Diesels are different. Yeah.
Diesels are way different, man. They're way different. But to hear this thing, what's launch at? You said 2800?
Yeah, we just did a staging limiter and it holds right about 2800 RPMs. And once it hits, yeah, once you go wide open or once the light turns green, whatever, you let off the brake, it goes to 4200, third to fourth shift. And fourth to fifth shift is 4600.
Who's racing it? Are you racing it?
Yeah, I drive it. Yes, sir.
Man,
it gets loud in there too.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
No 3M earplugs for this guy.
No. Your 3M lawsuit's gonna tank, dude.
Yeah, I don't think so.
3M lawsuit.
If you were waiting on your cut of that $3 million or $30 million, or whatever, you're waiting on your $7. You're not going to get very far on it, dude.
I'm assuming another set.
$7.
So is this, do you daily it or is it just a straight up race truck?
No, now it is just a straight race truck because we did different brakes on it. So they're not meant for street use. But yeah, before we used to take it to go eat lunch or I'd drive it home sometimes and whatnot. Go to the grocery store.
Go to the grocery store. Okay, so if you're putting 1,300 horsepower down, what's torque numbers on that? Do we know?
Torque on the V8s, the torque isn't as crazy like on the inline, like the Cummins.
Yeah.
Usually like on the Cummins, it's almost double. Sometimes more than double. But yeah, on ours, it's about right around 1,900 on torque. And it's still a good amount. It gets crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of a slouch, right? 1,900 pound feet of torque. What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
What?
Garbage. Fucking peasant.
Yeah. No, dude, it's pheasant now.
Oh.
Listen, if you're in the Super Duty world, okay, so many people get called out for running XLs or XLTs, right?
XL.
Okay. So that, like, the Lariat guys and the Ultimate guys.
Platinum.
Yeah. They all talk shit on guys that are driving XLs and XLTs, but half of them are too stupid to spell peasant right.
Yeah.
So
it's
the joke,
dumb because you go on the forums and they're like, I'm looking for, I don't know, WeatherTech floor mats for my Platinum 2019. You're like, I mean, they're all the same floors. You just say you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got to throw that platy in there.
Yeah. WeatherTech's like, oh, it's a Platinum. Let me change it up.
That's awesome, dude. So do you daily a Power Stroke too, or is it just the race truck?
No, yeah, that's all we drive. I mean, I have my F450 Power Stroke and we have another little show truck. It's a F350 with that I don't know if y'all seen it, that any level lift. It's a hydraulic lift.
Oh yes, I have seen that. Yep.
Yeah, and then my wife has that F150 Power Stroke with the 3.0 in it. So we're a big Stroke family. Yeah.
All right, dude, real talk. Give me the spiel on the F-150 Power Strokes. How are they?
That thing's pretty stout. It actually gets... So I drove to Florida for one race, and my buddy actually took both of our trucks. So I left the night before the race, and I drove 100 and something, probably 110 the whole way. and that thing still got 25 miles to get.
Oh my god. Now,
like around here, if you do highway driving, you'll see 32. My wife, I don't know how, but she gets it down to like 27 or something, but it's still real good. And it's good because you can, it'll still pull a little trailer. You can pull in anywhere. It's easy to park. It's just fun to drive.
What's the specs on that little Power Stroke?
It's a 3.0, and it has a 10 speed transmission that they have in the new, all the new Ford stuff.
Brian, you want to Google that for us?
Listen, Linda.
Don't act like you haven't already fucking pulled it up, bro.
No, I'm. I will.
What am the I, specs what am I... as in what?
Just horsepower, torque. No, yeah. Wise. Are you touching those yet? Are you able to tune those yet?
Yeah. There's some guys doing a lot of that stuff. We were actually working with the company trying to get some turbo stuff done, but all the COVID crap hit, and they had to put their attention elsewhere.
The Rona.
Yeah.
Fake ass motherfuckers.
Talk to me, Goose. I know you got it pulled up. What do we got?
All right. Oh my God. So the 3.5 EcoBoost V6 makes 375 and 470.
Yeah, we don't care about that. We want the oil burner, dude.
The 3.0 Power Stroke is 250 and 440.
440 pound feet of torque, and you're still getting 30 miles a gallon on the highway.
Yeah,
that's pretty wild.
That's pretty legit. I've always said, man, I haven't always said, now that I own a Power Stroke, I have since said I will never go back to a gas engine again. The difference in how my truck, just the power behind that vehicle, when I put my foot down, even when I'm pulling, I've got a 25 foot toy hauler now, mm-hmm. even when I'm pulling my toy hauler, that's got the side by side loaded down with shit, everything in it, it still rock and rolls down the highway, 70 miles an hour. Like nothing's going on, dude.
What year is yours?
A 13.
Yeah. They, the 6R transmission on those things, they pull real good.
I love it, dude. I love it. And that's the next step. The next step is she's going to go on a little bit of a diet, mm-hmm. just because I want to have it for 500,000 miles, man. And everything that I've read says that if you keep that stock emission stuff on there, you're shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah, it's for longevity for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the issue we're actually having is dealing with the EPA stuff. That's we've been dealing with them for a little bit, and we just have to find ways to help people understand how these systems work and what they have to do to make them last longer.
Right. Because the EPA change just recently happened, right?
Oh, they've been enforcing it a lot stronger now. There's some shops that they get raided like they're drug dealers. Like they'll go in full force with agents, guns, and everything. They take their phones, computers.
Okay, then don't bring what you need to delete my truck to Houston. Yeah. Then. I was just kidding. We'll talk offline.
But yeah, it's becoming a real big issue right now, and you just have to be careful on how you do things and just what you do, you know. It's
right.
Yeah.
So in the diesel world, dude, what are the most impressive numbers you've seen? Because if we're talking diesels, man, we got to talk about the Cummins, bro. I know you're talking about taking the trash out, dude, but.
No, I mean, the big horsepower guys are going to be the Cummins guys just because they've been around so long and they've been proven. And a lot, they change as they go years, you know, newer models. But as far as the basic motors, they've just been around so long and they know what to put on and what not and what works and all that. Okay. But, I mean, there's some guys making... I think at the last Ultimate Callout Challenge, that's like the event to go to for diesels. Derek Rose, I believe. I think he did like 2,200 horsepower.
That is fucking insane to me, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a diesel guy. You see these trucks every day, day in, day out. Some little punk kid gets a $65,000 inheritance, man. Where are you sending them? Big three. Which one would you, where would you go?
I'm a Ford guy. So
yeah,
the new Power Strokes. I mean, the bodies, the motors, they're, that's what I would do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I've sat in a Duramax and it just feels like
Like, feels like a half-ton fitting, truck.
Yeah, you remember those old, I mean, I don't know how old you are, but in elementary school, you had those wooden desks with, I don't know, if you're a big kid, you didn't fit in them. That's what it feels like you're
so stuck in one of those. You've already said you graduated in 99, which yes, yeah, so I already know that I'm older than you.
Okay.
And you asked if I was a big guy, and you obviously haven't trolled my page, because I am a fat fuck. My wife said, no, you're not.
He's fluffy.
He said, oh my God. You're not fluffy. A fat fuck. I love your shape. I love that when we have sex, you sweat all over me. Just drips off your nose and chin. All right, I'll quit. I'm stopping. I'm Jeez. Stopping.
So you're mad at you?
Bro. I can't wait for you to meet her. Oh man. So what is your opinion of the new with the new Cummins, dude? If you say you're a Ford guy, now that I've had a diesel, they say six in a row ready to tow, eight in a V, you sit to pee.
Okay. Oh my God.
This gives you time to read your emails and whatnot. So.
Oh my word.
Gives you time to read your emails, bro. I'm going to use that. So the new 6.7 that Fiat is making, what do you think of it?
I haven't seen that one yet, but I know that the biggest problem that I say Fiat,
Cummins, yeah, yeah. Ram. Yeah. Yeah.
They've been stout. The only issue that they're having is the turbos on those and the transmissions. The turbos, because it's a VGT turbo. And
yep.
When it downshifts or at real high RPMs, it creates a lot of back pressure. And then it kills the head gasket. So that's their downfall right now. But they have kits that'll go back to the older style turbos, the non-VGT ones.
Yep.
And you can also, because when you do those, you don't have an exhaust brake. So you can add the exhaust brake, an aftermarket exhaust brake, and you'll be good to go after that.
Okay. So, way cool.
I mean, that's like people like, oh, this one's better. That one is. I was like, they all break. I mean, they make replacement parts for all of them. So.
Everybody's injectors are made by Bosch. Everybody's battery is made by Interstate. Your wire loom was made by some Korean kid. It's all the same shit, man.
Yeah. So people, that's this weekend. We went to an event at the beach, and this guy's like, what's the best truck come off the floor? And I was like, whatever runs, man. I don't know.
Right.
It's a Cummins. I was like, they leak oil just like everything else does.
Right. All right. Well, cool. Tonight, our guest has been Dorian Reyna. He's a gearhead, power stroke fanatic, much like myself. I am just a fledgling fanatic. We've been rocking and rolling here for a little while, so we're going to take a break and pay some bills. You've been listening to Screw Loose Auto on DV Radio WDVR.
DV Radio. You're listening to Dead Air on DV Radio. Go fuck yourselves, assholes.
Are you looking for veteran resources and peer support? Objective Zero has an app for that. Download the Objective Zero app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Access wellness resources like yoga and a free year subscription to Headspace, the world's most popular meditation app. Check out veterans resources and access our nationwide network of peer support. Speak to fellow women veterans or someone in your field and branch of service. You get to choose who you want to chat with. Learn more at www.objectivezero.org. That's www.objectivezero.org.
This is DV Radio.
All right, folks, welcome back to Screw Loose Auto on DV Radio WDVR. I'm your host, Rusty Nuts. My co-host, as always, Mr. Brian Chick, a.k.a. Captain Obvious.
Yes.
We only call him Captain Obvious because they just gave him captain's bars.
Oh my God.
And then, and then we've got Jez, shut up. I'm doing a radio show. My dog's going nuts.
He's calling you out for being a dick.
Yeah. It's my puppy trying to chew on my other puppy.
Jesus.
It's all right. One's 8 pounds and one's 40. And we got Mr. Boner Wood, the notorious the one and only Bo Nerwood, producing the show this evening. Bo, how are you tonight, buddy?
I'm doing good. It's been a shit week, but I needed this. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, bro. And then last and absolutely not least, our esteemed guest tonight, former Marine veteran Dorian Reyna.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Right.
Speaking of veteran, did you get to deploy? Did you get to go see some cool shit while you're in the military, or did you just
I was in during the good years. Well, I say the good years, but yeah, Afghanistan, Iraq, Philippines, all that stuff. Guam. Got some. We were in the Philippines during that Busayev crap back in 2001? 2000?
So you got some stories then?
Oh yeah.
You got some stories.
Fun times.
Jezza, stop chewing on your sister. Way cool, man.
Any way that cool. Are out of statute of limitations that you can share with us?
Yeah.
My first time seeing a body parts.
Holy hell!
We were eating chow.
My first time seeing body parts. It starts off with, we were eating chow.
Yeah, right? We were in the Philippines on the flyland in what was Angeles City. Angeles City. And some lady would come by and cook whatever she would cook. I forgot. And we were right on the fly line. And that's when the Super Hornets first came out. And they did a flyby. And then the old ass, what was it, the F-4 jets that got donated to the Filipinos.
Yes.
F-4. They tried to do a flyby. And just imagine a paper plane that you don't throw too fast. It starts just shaking and falling down. They did that, one of those. And it's kind of shitty, but it passed the tree line, and then you hear the explosion first, and then we saw the mushroom cloud. And I remember there was a staff sergeant there, and there were the fire department, the fire crew there, and they threw us a box and told us to follow them. And we didn't know it was, and we just, followed orders. I was a PFC, threw the box in the Humvee and followed them out there. And we drove probably about 3 or 4 miles, and we got to, they kept pointing us where to go, the locals. And we ended up behind a elementary school, and the plane went down behind the elementary school, but the pilot went down with it. So what he did was he took it down. It was, like I said, it was during lunchtime, so there was kids outside. So he took it down over away from the school, but he still took out like 8 or 10 houses, and it was a mess.
God damn, bro.
I saw this little kid was running to me, and when the staff sergeant, he's like, get the boxes out, open them up, and those body bags. And the first thing I remember, this little kid running at me, and he had like, his arms were bloody, his hands were bloody, and he's like holding his hands up, and I was trying to look for something to wipe them down, but he was handing me, it was a ear, and I couldn't tell what the other piece was, and I was like, what the hell? Yeah, I was like,
oh my god, dude.
Yeah, I was. Not traumatized, but it hit me. I was like, what?
Is that a fact?
You know what? That's a load of crap.
Oh, you're fucking traumatized, bro. I promise. You might not want to admit it, but I'm just hearing the story and it's fucking me up. I can't imagine a little kid from the Philippines handing me an ear, dude, and then expecting to, just hang out at the movie theater like nothing ever happened in my life.
That's
again.
That's crazy.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
This is good. This is good that we took this little dark turn, man. And I'll tell you why. Because us as dudes, and I'm going to say it, and this is probably going to piss some people off, but you can't be a mechanic and be a pussy.
No, you can't.
You can't, dude. The guys that you hang out with, the areas that you work in, the shops, it's a different breed of dude that is in the garage at 7 or 8 or 9 o'clock at night than it is the guy that works behind a desk all day.
Oh yeah.
But there are guys that work behind a desk all day long that are those that have that in them and will spend all night long in their garage, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Then you add on top of that the gnarly shit that we've all seen in combat. And the first thing you say, dude, here you are bullshitting on this on a car show on DV radio, and you say, it didn't traumatize me, but listen, dude. we all, like, if you went to combat, my feeling is it's only as bad as you've had it.
Yeah.
So if the worst that you've ever had to do was leave bumfuck Oklahoma or wherever you're from and have to sleep in a room full of of dudes that are farting all night long. And, you know, if that's as bad as you've ever had it, I can't knock you for that. I'm going to behind your back, yeah. But I'm, you know what? That's the worst that you've ever had it. So for you to kind of downplay the fact that you saw this little kid bringing an ear to you, we need to do better, especially the dudes that are dudes, you know, the Kyles, the Kyle. Gas can wearing flap bill hat, the guys that, you know, me, we need to do a better job of raising our hand and saying, listen, dude, if you see some heinous shit like that, go talk to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, make sure that if you're not sleeping right, if you know something's fucked up, and we all know it, dude. If you know something's fucked up, go talk to somebody, dude. And seriously, move to a state that has legal weed.
Yeah.
Well, hey, speaking of that, just today, Congress passed that allows all military members to take CBD treatments.
I'm getting you high, dog.
Mm-hmm. Just today. Now, but here's the catch, though. You know, it's not federally regulated, so you can get CBD from anywhere, and it may have THC in it, right? So PFC numbnuts
will have THC in it.
PFC numbnuts.
It will have THC in it.
I'm sure it will. I'm just saying. I think it's great. I've seen enough.
I think it's great. Yeah.
I know in Texas they're trying to do medicinal. But you either gonna have a medicinal card or concealed handgun license. So I was like,
yeah, we're going kind of through the same thing here in Oklahoma.
That's how they get you.
And really, dude. Yeah, we'll talk offline.
Yeah.
Are you married?
Yeah, I'm married.
And all you need to do, bro, is just say, "Hey, baby, go buy me another gun."
Right.
You don't have to go buy the motherfucker, bro. It's not, there's ways around that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It was a gift.
Yeah.
From my wife. My wife and I bought it together. It's in our home. It's our gun now. You don't have to register in Texas, do you?
No.
Fuck no. Then it doesn't matter who owns it. Just matter who buys it.
Yeah. That's like, I'll have guys sell me something, a rifle or a pistol, whatever. And they'll have Setters and Mars like, "Hey man, you want to sell that gun back?" I was like, "No, I don't sell them, bro. I just buy them."
I'm the same boat, dude. I don't care what I bought it for either. What I'm selling it for is what I'm selling it for. It sucks that you were in a bad spot. I hate it for you, but.
the other thing I was going to say, when we're in the Philippines, they put us, the one time I had duty or watch or whatever, security watch, they put us on the flight line. And the Filipinos were flying in on their little two-man helicopters. And we're just listening to them come in because it sounds cool at night when they come in. And then you have one, like two or three came in, and then you hear that last one. It's like, we're like, what the fuck? And it just shuts off, and we're looking. You just see lights coming down. And they came down, smacked the ground. And then you can barely see two guys run out of it. And apparently they ran out of fuel.
Okay, so
they completely secured the Filipinos from flying the rest of that operation.
Takeoffs are optional. Mandatories are landing. Landings are mandatory. Get your fucking shit together. You're not. Yeah. Fuel. Don't run out of fuel. That's dumb. Well, way cool, man. That's badass, dude. So do you race primarily around Houston or do you travel?
No, we travel. There's a circuit that we follow. It's ODSS, Outlaw Diesel Super Series. And well, usually it's like once a month. But the last time we raced was the weekend that they closed everything down from COVID, which was what, freaking March, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this weekend's going to be the next race that we go to, which is usually the fifth or sixth race. So yeah, everybody's missing that. So everybody's trying to go to this race in Tennessee up in Rocky Top.
Is it a points thing? Like, if you follow the circuit, you're in the circuit, right?
Yes, sir. It's a point series also. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, cool. Did it ever take you to Oklahoma?
No, the one we used to go to Oklahoma was the National Diesel Hot Rod Association. That was NHRDA. But that one they got, I don't know if they sold it or they just didn't want to run it anymore. I think that, but we were in Oklahoma about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember the name of that track. It was hot though.
Dude, fuck, we sweat our balls off. I had a badass day at the shop today. We got to help some folks out. It was a good day at the shop, but it also, was the hottest day yet. And it was humid. The heat was bad, dude. I was sweating at 9:30 in the morning and I stayed sweating all day long. And it was the point where I didn't want to go into the office because the temperature change was, it was such a drastic change that I would get cold and I felt ill. Being so hot and so humid outside and then going into the office to sit down and eat lunch. I almost just stayed outside, just kept sweating.
That's one thing I hate is when I'm working outside and it's like that and somebody's like, customers come in like, I only want to talk Dorian. Now come in, they're like, what kind of oil do I need? I'm like, dude, Google. I love helping people, but I'm like, I'm trying to get your truck, people's trucks out and, my service writers, but I mean, it comes with the territory, you know?
Right. Yeah. They want a name drop.
Yeah, pretty much.
I love
dealing with people to a certain extent when they start demanding stuff, but y'all run into that.
I give it away. So, because I'm a nonprofit, I don't react very well to people telling me what to do.
Yeah.
if you're coming to me and you need help, the last thing you should have is a fucking attitude.
Yeah.
A little bit of humility goes a long way with me and you're going to get exactly the same back. But I promise you, I've had to bounce a couple of dudes out of there.
Yeah. I mean, we have our real good customers and then we have those that are real demanding. Like I want it like this. And I was like, well, that's not how we do it. This is the routine we do. And to make sure it's correct. And I saw it on YouTube and
don't even get me started about that. Yeah. Because we work outside, I have a tiny little 2-car garage shop.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to swap out a set of struts, there's no, I can't get it on the lift, dude. I can't get on one side. It's a 2-car garage, dude. And it's a tiny 2-car garage.
Yeah.
So we do everything outside and on the ground. Jeez. So we've got an awning up, dude. It's pretty swanky for what it is, but
you get it done though.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, we get it done every day and I got a badass group of dudes working with me, but what we have is a bench outside and people choose to sit outside with us and hang out with us. So you're sitting 6 feet from us while we have the whole front end of your car tore apart. And I've had guys say, hey, make sure when this goes back together, you put that skid plate back up there. And I'm like, dude, listen, I would really appreciate it if you sat out here and bullshit with us and hang out with us. But I've got a propulsion mechanic in the Navy that's working for me. The dude's a retired captain. He kind of knows what he's doing. Yeah. I was a crew chief in the Army. I've been working on cars my whole life. I'm not going to forget to put your fucking skid plate back on.
You should have turned that bench around and faced the wall.
Yeah. But it's afforded me the amazing opportunity to get to see how fucked up some other mechanics are.
That's true, yeah.
Dude, I had a lady come in end of the summer last summer, said every time I turn my air conditioning on, it floods the passenger seat of my floorboard. It floods the floorboard on the passenger side. So I get under there, dude, and I'm looking around and I look up and there is a perfect 3/8 square sticking in this tube. So I'm like, what the fuck? I pull this little 3-inch extension out of this tube and about a gallon of water dumps out on me.
They made their makeshift plug or something.
They put a plug, dude. The guy that was, she said, I just 2 weeks ago went and got my oil changed. And that's when it started happening. The kid that was on the lube oil and filter rack stuck a 3-inch 3/8 drive extension up in the drain tube for the air conditioning when he changed the oil so it wouldn't drip on him and forgot to pull the motherfucker out. And when I pulled it out, it was 2 weeks of stank ass air conditioner condensation, dude, dumped all over the ground. And now bada bing, bada boom, her air conditioner works so well.
Yeah.
How do you miss that? As an aviation mechanic, how do you forget?
Yeah, where if a tool is missing, you're like, I wonder where that one.
Yeah, there's a spot open, right? Yeah. It's pretty crazy shit, man.
That's what I try to tell my guys. I was like, keep your work areas clean, keep your tools organized, because when you go to put your tools up and you're missing one, either somebody borrowed it, which happens a lot too, but you at least know, hey, I'm missing something. Let me look around, you know, see where it's at.
I do that in my truck all the time. I'm like, I'll do something in the engine bay, and then like 3 weeks go by, I'm like, man, where the hell is that really long flathead? And I'm like, ah, fuck it, I'll use something else. 2 months later, I'll pop the hood on the truck to do something else, and it's sitting right there. I'm like, hell yeah, woo, found it.
As a motorcyclist, you're a fucking dick. Okay, because when I'm riding down the road and car parts and fucking tools and shit are falling off, I want to throw a master lock through your front windshield.
Oh man,
I had my wife was following me one time, and I saw her pull over real fast, and I was like, man, I pulled over and backed up. I said, what happened? She's like, I don't know, something fell off your truck and hit my car and went under it. I was like, what are you talking about? And I remembered somebody borrowed my pin for my hitch, and I guess going down the road it vibrated.
You've
off
lost the whole fucking hitch, dude.
Oh man. And it was a 6-inch drop, 3-inch receiver hit, so it wasn't a small one. That kind of that was in hot water for that.
Did you guys see the video? This is a couple of years ago. This lady was following behind a truck, and a piece of 2x4 came off. And the lady was in a minivan full of kids, and the 2x4 went all the way through the car, like right down the center. It's crazy.
Holy shit.
Craziest video I've ever seen. And it was a dash cam video, and the thing went right underneath where the dash cam was at. It was fucking bananas.
I've seen sheets of plywood. I had a buddy that got hit in high school with a sheet of sheetrock. You know, like the front flapped up and a half a sheet of sheetrock hit his windshield on his truck, and trucking company straight up bought him a new truck, man.
Oh, shit. Wow.
You know, not a new truck. They replaced it, but yeah, that's crazy, dude. And people will give me shit when I put 15 cargo straps on a folding table. I'm like, listen, motherfucker, will not be the guy that sends a folding table through the windshield of a school bus full of handicapped kids. Not happening.
We're coming back from a car show in Mississippi. I was in my 450, and I had a gooseneck with an S10 on it, and then our Sunday Funday truck, the old milk truck. It's a 64 Grumman. This is like an old box truck.
Like a COE?
Yeah, not. It's just like it's a bread truck. That's what they call them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not the 60s.
A Grumman. That's what it's called. But
okay, yeah.
We're cruising down. We just got on I-10 going from Mississippi to Louisiana. And I felt the trailer vibrate, and I look in my mirror, and it's a triple axle gooseneck. And I look in my mirror, and I can see daylight under all three tires. And I look, and it's like slow motion. I glance at the other mirror, and I see a tire go from behind the trailer, and it hits an 18-wheeler, and then it hits a car, and that car spun out, and it went in the grass. And I pulled over, and I guess a tire came from across the highway, and I drove over it with the trailer, and it bent all three axles.
Oh, man.
Like, are you fucking serious? So I had a so stupid. I was so pissed off. And I was already going through some other stuff, and I was in a little dark, like my own little dark world for a little bit. But
so you shot him.
God, man, I feel like shooting something.
That's insane.
Yeah, it cost me $3,800 to fix it. I was like, and it was near my trailer to top it off.
How the fuck did it? Why didn't you just turn that shit into insurance, man?
Man, we tried, but I needed to get it fixed and just get back here, because it was on a Sunday at that.
Oh.
So luckily it was up. It was actually, I pulled into my buddy's shop in Slidell.
Oh.
I had to drive like 3 miles an hour because the tires were just, you can see the rubber coming off the tires.
What
from
shop?
How cambered.
Truck source.
It's truck source now, yeah.
Yeah.
Danny.
That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, Danny hooked me up, man. But then I had to drive back to Mississippi to some trailer shop to get the axles and come back and whatever. It
worked out. Was it Lewis Trailer Sales?
Yeah, yeah, he took
care of us. Dude, they're one of our sponsors. Those guys are awesome.
Real good people, man.
Yeah, dude, Jay Lewis is the man.
How fucking badass is that, dude?
That's crazy. We know the same people. That's
he actually only had two on the shelf or on his rack, whatever, and he pulled the trailer and took an axle off just so I can have all three of them. So
That's what he does.
Good people, like, man.
That guy's amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So huge shout out, right?
Heck sure. Yeah, Jay Lewis and Lewis Trailer Sales in Slidell, Louisiana, also in Gulfport, Mississippi. If I'm you sure need trailer parts, that's the guy to go to, I promise.
I'm sure he remembers me going in and buying three freaking axles.
That's badass, dude.
That is super cool.
But I know I can strap the shit out of some vehicles because those trucks, both trucks didn't move off the trailer, so that's nice. Good.
Okay, speaking of strapping on the trailers, what do we do? X or straight back?
I X.
Oh. No, you don't.
Yep. I don't use chains, though. I use regular axle
That's
straps.
That's all you need, dude. Axle straps will hold everything down.
That's how I was
X or straight. What do you mean, Brian?
So there's rule of thumb. Right, with strapping down vehicles. And there was a video guy put up early this year or late last year showing the benefits and why you should never strap with an X. If you strap the vehicles straight forward or straight back from the anchoring point, mm-hmm. or the tie down point, I should say.
Are you making this shit up as you go?
No. And one of those straps lets go, you still have tension on the other strap, right? But if you have an X strap and the strap going from right to left breaks, now you have nothing keeping the vehicle from going that way because the other strap is pulling the vehicle in the other direction now where there is no tension. Make sense?
If you don't have the drive up over the tire strap down now, you're a peasant. You're a pheasant.
The drive. Wait, you mean the ones that I have?
They lock onto the trailer, right up and over the tire, ratchet strap it down.
Oh, no, yeah, I don't have that. We need to get those. Dude, the ones I have go over the wheels, though.
Yeah, so just go to any, like, tractor store, you know.
Or Lewis Trailer Sales.
Lewis Trailer Sales. www.lewistrailersales.com.
On any other vehicle, like, on my truck, I like strapping it from the suspension. That way it doesn't bounce the whole time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. But if it's like if we're going down the street or something, yeah, I'll do the tire stuff.
If I'm going down the street, I don't even tie it down.
Well, I mean, if I'm going like an hour or two. Playing, dude, I don't do that. Push all the way forward.
Man, I followed a guy home last year who had a Bobcat and the big ones with no chains, no straps, on anything. I'm like, this dude, it's fucking been it. And just for shits, I just wanted to see how far he was going. Uh-huh. He went, like, I followed him for like another 15 miles. Jesus. I couldn't believe it. Like, this dude is a fucking lunatic.
It's scary what people put on trailers. And I mean, how they put them on trailers.
And it was one of the big tracked ones. It wasn't like the ones you rent from Home Depot. This thing was huge. I couldn't freaking believe it. Oh, I mean, I almost wanted to just get in front of the guy and be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. You go by like looking out the window, like, what the fuck is your malfunction, dude? Like you're looking at him with your lip snarled and one eye closed and halfway flipping him the bird.
I was doing that from behind him.
Yeah. But you can't see that he X'd it under the frame of the Bobcat and then set the bucket down. So you're flipping this old dude off that's got no reason. You're a dick. No,
I went alongside him a couple times to look, and I'm telling you, there was nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing over the bucket, nothing on the tie downs in the back, nothing.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was unreal.
And so another time we're leaving, actually North Carolina race out there in Raleigh. And my buddy has a 450 also, and we're pulling both of our trucks on his trailer. And this guy drives 80, 90 miles an hour with the trailer. And then it's my turn to drive, which is like 3 a.m. We left about 10, so we're driving a couple hours.
Already fucking tired.
And he's like, hey, it's your turn to drive. I was like, cool. So I jump in the driver's seat, leave the gas station, fill up whatever, and get back on. And we pass our other friend that lives in San Antonio, and she drives a big ass toter with a stacker and whatnot. So we're passing her up and we honk at her and she calls. She's like, "Hey, your cherry lights are out." I was like, "Shut up, Mindy. You just want me to pull over so you can pass me up." She's like, "No, I'm serious. Your trailer lights are out." So I look at Dustin in the passenger seat. I was like, "Hey, did y'all hook up the trailer lights?" He looks to his buddy in the back. He's like, "Hey, Danny, did you hook up the trailer lights?" And I was like, "Motherfuckers, we've been driving for 5 hours with no trailer lights." So I pull over. They didn't even connect the connector. Like, so we didn't have no brakes, no trailer lights. I was like, "Man."
Yeah, but if you're in a 450, bro.
Yeah. But yeah, it was like I said, it was 3 a.m. with no trailer lights. I mean, it's dark.
Good Lord.
That's sketchy.
that's some.
I don't care what shit you're telling, dude. You need trailer lights.
And our friend Mindy passed by and honked at us. I was like, "Dick."
Well, hey, holler at her. See if she wants to be on a radio show, man. Yeah. We need a garage chick.
We do. Yeah. She runs 590s, and she has a Lightning with the Cummins in it. That thing is sweet. I'll send you a link to that one.
She runs 590s in the 8th, and she's mm-hmm. driving a short wheelbase, two-wheel drive
yep.
with a Cummins in it.
Yeah, and that's tuned down. That thing has seen 520s, I believe. So it's tuned dialed in for 590, but it runs a lot faster.
Okay, dude. for the guys that aren't as sharp – as far as race lingo goes, a 590 in the 8th is what at the quarter mile?
About, I think, 890s, I want to say.
So it's a sub 10-second diesel truck.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably crossing the lights at 140, 150 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. That thing's, yep. Yeah, when that thing leaves, it's violent.
Just two wheels.
Yeah.
And usually just one wheel.
And the guy who built the chassis, we've asked him, and he says that truck will grip in water. he's that good. He's that
confident in his work.
Confident with that chassis he built.
Yeah. That's my balls crazy. My balls aren't that big.
And I've never seen that truck break the tires just at the line. Like, it leaves stupid. Yeah, every freaking time we've seen it. And I've been watching that truck for 4 years now, probably more. The last time in Dallas, it ran at 850 something, and they didn't honor the record, whatever, for that weight because he didn't have certification for his chassis.
Yeah. He didn't get all the right paperwork taken care of to go that fast.
Yeah, but he still ran it, so that's all that matters.
Gay. rules, schmools.
Yeah.
The fuck.
All right, dude. We're wrapping up the show today. This has been an amazing show. Before we bug out today, Captain Obvious, give us a little outro here, man.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. It means a lot to Adam and I that you guys are paying attention to our show. It's a huge thing for us. I mean, we talk about it all week.
All week long. Well, absolutely.
I usually am bugging Adam on. Let's be honest. He's busy. I'm not. So I'm calling him and pestering him. Hey, I found this guy. Hey, I found that guy.
Every fucking day.
I did. Yeah.
It's usually. Cool. I love you for it.
Yeah. And it's great. I mean, I wouldn't want to do this to anybody else. And aww. You know, our nonprofits are doing amazing work. We are extremely proud of the work that we do at USMC Racing. We are extremely proud of our brothers and sisters over at Harlux Automotive Services for what they do. And we love bringing in guys like Dorian to talk about his service to this country, what he's done, what he's seen, and his shop that he runs, you know, Ford, woohoo, which is awesome. You know what I mean? This is amazing.
So absolutely badass. Absolutely.
Yeah,
Dorian.
Yes, sir.
Final words, man.
No, I mean, I appreciate y'all having us. I know last week I was supposed to get back with y'all, just a little busy. But again, I appreciate y'all having us and letting me talk a little bit, boring y'all with our Ford stuff over here.
No, not boring at all. And like I said, dude, we'll talk offline. But November, I'm gonna come and see you.
No, for sure. You know, we'll take care of you. Now, if there's any other guys that have any questions and any concerns with their trucks and whatnot, just shoot me an email or give my guys here at the shop a call. They're pretty knowledgeable.
Plug the shop, dude. Make sure people know who you are.
It's just Power Stroke Ingenuities. You can find us. It's pschouston.com. Pop us your Echo, Instagram, YouTube, and all that stuff. So, yeah, we like helping people. It's that's just what we do. You know, we don't try to upsell unless you really need something. We're not the guys that you come in for oil change maintenance and we're trying to sell you a 600 horsepower engine or something like that.
But if you wanted a 600 horsepower engine,
yeah, I mean, we can make it.
Dorian's your guy. Way cool, man. Well, I want to, you know, parrot what Brian said. This is such a badass release. It's such a cool thing to do, to get together, even though we're thousands of miles away from each other, get to party with the guys at DV Radio every single week when we do this. This is a dream come true that I didn't know that I had. And that's the best way that I can describe this. This is such an awesome experience. I, too, want to thank everybody for tuning in. This is way badass. You've been listening to Screw Loose Auto on DV Radio WDVR. I'm your host, Rusty Nuts, and I'm signing off again. Deuces. Yep.
Good job.
What the fuck was that?
That was boner.
DV Radio.